smartphone for 795 kwacha and enjoy 4G speed, 32 GB storage, and all your everyday apps in one device. Be a buana wazalola. Available at your nearest MTN service center today. MTN, everywhere you go.
Is your number one hit station.
We bring you the best content, Sunday under the poisoners, after over.
We offer competitive rates to help you grow your business and brand both locally and internationally. Contact marketing on plus 260-961-690-486.
Elevate your business. Power and what will be at the Lusaka. Number one hit station.
Bringing you out of the press news from Lusaka, Otahabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News.
President Hakainde Hichilema, traditional leaders expected at Wene Mukuni ceremony. The National Democratic Institute, NDI, urges ECZ to exhibit total impartiality ahead of August general elections. In international news, South African police find human remains inside crocodile airlifted out of river. And in sports, Power Dynamos SC aims for double.
And now, the Power FM News.
With upfront and reliable news every day, my name is Abigail Trassis. The National Democratic Institute, NDI, a non-partisan, non-governmental organization that has monitored approximately 200 elections globally, has urged the Electoral Commission of Zambia to maintain impartiality in handling the upcoming general elections. The organization highlighted that the commission's impartiality was notably strong during the NDI's pre-election assessment. NDI Director for Elections Richard Klein stated that stakeholders expressed concern about the ECZ's impartiality. He identified this concern as one of the key risks to the effective management of the elections. In a separate development, opposition Economic Freedom Fighters EFF leader Kasonde Mwenda remains detained following his arrest yesterday. Police have charged him for allegedly circulating a deceptive video on social media. Mr. Mwenda is facing the offense of transmission of unsolicited deceptive electronic communications, contrary to Section 19 of the Cyber Crimes Act No. 4 of 2025. Police say the suspect allegedly produced and shared a misleading video online on the 1st of May 2026. Through his Facebook page, Kasonde Mwenda C, the video falsely suggested that a presidential motorcade had lost its way while heading to an event in Tinsali district. According to police, the claims made in the video are not true. Zambia Police Service Public Relations Officer Godfrey Chilawi has confirmed the development, stating that the suspect is currently in custody. Mr. Chilawi says Mr. Mwenda is expected to appear in court soon. Traditional leaders from within and outside Zambia are expected to attend this year's Wene Mukuni traditional ceremony set for July 25th and 26th, 2026. Wene Mukuni Royal Establishment Prime Minister Mwendambeli Patrick Mwende Mukuni Royal Establishment Prime Minister, I beg your pardon, Mwende Mbele Patrick Malake, announced the dates during a media briefing today. He said activities on July 25th will take place at the palace, while the main ceremony on the 26th of July will be held at the Simukale Royal Shrine. Mr. Malake added that the establishment is expecting President Hakainde Hichilema to attend the final day, subject to confirmation. In international news, a South African police captain is being praised for extraordinary bravery after he was lowered into a crocodile-infested river to help recover human remains that were believed to, rather, human remains during a high-risk operation on Saturday. On Sunday, rather, Captain Johan Poti Poitgeta was hoisted down along into the Komati River in Mpumalanga province to secure a euthanized crocodile so it could be lifted out by a helicopter. Still in international news, Amnesty International on Tuesday accused militants in the Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo linked to the Islamic State group of rampant war crimes and crimes against humanity. The Allied Democratic Forces, ADF, a group set up by former Ugandan rebels, have since pledged allegiance to IS, is one of the many militias that have terrorized the mineral-rich Congolese East for 3 decades. We now take a break and we'll return shortly with sports news.
More news still to come on Power FM. Power FM Lusaka is your number one hit station.
We bring you the best quality Sania and the poisoners have to offer. We offer
competitive rates to help you grow your business and brand both locally and internationally. Contact marketing on +260 961 690 486.
Elevate your business. Power and what will be at the Lusaka. Number one hit station. Number one hit station.
And now, the Power FM Sports News.
Power Dynamo's coach Oswald Mutapa says the team targets to clinch a double this season after winning the MTN Super League back-to-back. Zamfoot reports that with the league in the bag, Mutapa says the team will now lift focus to the Absa Cup final. He says facing Red Arrows in the final will not be easy as they too are chasing for a slot in the continental football. Over the weekend, Power Dynamos thrashed Konkola Blaze 2-1 to win the league with 4 games to spare. And Mutapa, who congratulated the team for their achievement, says consistency is what has helped them come this far. And on that sporting note, we've come to the end of the Power FM Evening News. For more upfront and reliable news, be sure to follow us on Facebook by searching for the Power News Network page.
The Power FM News every day at 0630, 1200, and 1745 hours as we keep you informed and updated. Power News. We play nothing but power hits. Power hits all day, every day. Power hits all day. Has arrived in your town. New source of energy has arrived in your town. Power. 91.3 FM. 91.3 FM. Power hit. We play